19, Freddie and Chantel in the morning. Today is Slam the Scam Day, and it is very important today to be mindful. It falls on a Thursday during Consumer Protection Week. The day is an initiative to raise public awareness by helping the public to combat Social Security-related scams. And joining us this morning, Rhonda Whiteneck. She's a public relations representative with the Social Security Administration to talk to us about these scams. Rhonda, good morning to you. Tell us four basic signs of a scam that we should look for.
Yes, and we definitely want people to look for these signs. If they recognize these scams, then that gives them power to ignore these criminals and to report the scam. So the four major things we want people to think about is those scammers, they pretend to be from Social Security to gain your trust. And then these scammers say there's a problem with their Social Security number or with their Social Security case. And then these scammers pressure people to act immediately. And then they tell them that they have to pay certain amounts of either money or credit card or gift cards in a very specific way. So they're very smart at gaining a person's trust.
I believe I've gotten a call like that years ago, and I was really on alert and I was really nervous about it. But I got a call from someone talking about my Social Security number was in danger or at risk for something, and I just remember being really nervous. So I think I called you guys at the Social Security Administration's office, like, hey, what's going on? Like, do I need to be concerned? And they were like, well, no, we would not do that. You guys would send something in the mail at least, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people I've heard when they call them, they claim they're going to suspend their Social Security number. There's no suspense of a Social Security number. So that is just totally ridiculous. But they do say they're going to suspend their Social Security number. It's scary. You don't know what to do. They threaten you with either an arrest or legal action if you don't agree to pay the money immediately. They ask for personal information. They pressure a person to take immediate action, and they do ask for payment with a gift card or prepaid debit cards or wire transfers, and it works. A lot of people do send that money.
You know, and that's exactly what they did to me. They did threaten me, and they did pretty much everything you're saying here. The taxes that you named, they did say something about my number being, it will be suspended. I don't remember them asking for personal information just then, but they did name most of those tactics that you mentioned. So tell us, Rhonda, you know, so now we know some of the tactics and some of the ways that they can scam us through our Social Security numbers and that part of things. How do we avoid this scam?
In order to avoid it, number one, just like you need to remain calm, right? And just hang up and ignore the message. If you think it's Social Security, if you have business with Social Security, hang up and then call us back. Call us at our office, just like you did. Because, you know, you need to protect your money, because those scammers, they're going to insist that you pay with that prepaid debit or that gift card, wire transfers, money transfers, or even mailing cash. I even heard one case where they said, we'll come over to your house and we'll pick it up. We'll send a courier over there to pick up that money so your Social Security won't be suspended. Wow. So you definitely just have to protect yourself, protect your personal information, and spread the word to your community members, to your friends, your family, your neighbors, to not fall for this scam.
Great advice. Rhonda Whiteneck, with Public Relations Representative with the Social Security Administration Office. We're talking about Slam the Scam Day today. Just making sure we're mindful and making it public aware about some of combating Social Security related scams. Rhonda, where can people find out more information? Where can they go if they feel like they've been scammed?
The best thing is to report the scam, and you can either go online and do it at identitytheft.gov. Or the telephone number is 877-438-4338. The more people that call and report the scams, the better it is, because that's where we can identify where those call cells are coming from, and then we can get those fraudsters.
Good stuff, Rhonda. Thank you so much. Right on time for Slam the Scam Day. Rhonda Whiteneck, again, a public relations representative, the Social Security Administration's office, making sure you are mindful and aware of Social Security-related scams. Thank you again, Rhonda. Again, that website is identitytheft.gov. Again, identitytheft.gov. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care, everyone.